Welcome to A Brief Contact with Prensa Latina Radio to learn more about the inhumane 60-year-old U.S. blockade against the Caribbean island. But Cuba is not alone. The Cuban Minister of Tourism, Juan Carlos Garcia, thanked the ALBA TCP countries for their permanent support in lifting the blockade and removing them from the list of countries that supposedly sponsor terrorism. The statement was expressed when speaking at the fifth meeting of ministers and tourism authorities of the Bolivarian Alliance for the Peoples of our America People's Trade Treaty, ALBA TCP, recently held in Caracas. He also recognized the tourism authorities of Venezuela and the executive secretary of ALBA TCP for the possibilities of this exchange of opinions, which was very rich and beneficial. An international bazaar was inaugurated on Sunday in Havana with the representation of more than 50 nations. The Association of Spouses of Accredited Diplomats in Cuba promotes the bazaar, which opened its doors at the Línea and 18 Cultural Station with the presence of the Vice Ministers of Foreign Affairs, Josefina Vidal and Ana Yancy Rodriguez, and the first Vice Minister of Foreign Trade and Investment, Ana Teresita González. Maria Teresa Albader, president of the association, commented that the funds raised will be allocated to elderly care homes, child care homes with and without filial protection, and youth care homes in Havana. The governments of Venezuela and Cuba signed 7 cooperation agreements in tourism as a result of the 16th International Tourism Fair, FITVEN 2023, that ended on Monday in Barquisimeto, Lara State. The Ministry of Tourism of Venezuela detailed that the agreements will strengthen relations between Caracas and Havana with the provision of artistic and cultural services by emblematic Cuban groups. Dozens of Bolivians and Cubans residing in Santa Cruz and La Paz expressed their repudiation of the economic, commercial, and financial blockade of the United States against the Caribbean island. Gathered in Plaza José Martí, in Santa Cruz de la Sierra, and in San Francisco, in the center of the capital, they also demanded the removal of Cuba's name from the list of countries sponsoring terrorism, prepared arbitrarily and unilaterally by the North American government. The consul of the largest of the Antilles in Santa Cruz, Fagri Rodriguez, through his X account, thanked Bolivia for its unconditional support against the blockade and added that together we are more in this fight. Despite intimidation actions carried out by anti-Cuban elements in Miami, participants in the caravan against the blockade of Cuba made, as they do at the end of every month, this new demonstration in that U.S. city. These saboteurs occupied this Sunday the park where the caravan members, who had their official authorization for the peaceful demonstration, were to congregate. However, the police intervened and forced them to leave the place where they tried to stage their show. As explained on his internet channel by Professor Carlos Lasse, coordinator of the Bridges of Love movement, the police intervened and these representatives of hate, of the lack of values, and of Cuban anti-culture and anti-family had to move to the sidewalk across the street. And this is all for today. Thank you for listening. I'm Hilda Hill from Prensa Latina Radio. Looking forward to meeting again next Monday.